Many tunes spring to mind for the month of April, so there will be a few inclusions, along with a special tribute to Dame Vera Lynn. This is Organ First Radio. I'm Alan Ashton. Welcome along. Well, it won't be long before the organ team at Blackpool Tower will be on regular call for the up-and-coming season. And so, to get the show off to a lively start, here's Claudia Hirschfeld at the Versi Luva with one of her own compositions. After which, if you have pen and paper to hand, I'll give you details of her tour dates for the month. In the meantime, this is her Blackpool Polka. Blackpool Polka. Now, commencing on April the 18th, Claudia will be playing 17 concert engagements throughout the month, many of which are for organ societies, including Thanet, Weyhill, Burgess Hill, Colchester, Derby, Orpington, Verwood, Sheppey, Scarborough, Withernsea, Fife, Medway, and also the Keyboard Cavalcade Festival at Blackpool itself. All the details are on her own fan club webpage, and among a few private concert engagements is the one for the Cornwall and Isle of Scilly Age UK charity, which I've been invited to compare on Wednesday, April the 19th at Cornwall's Wadebridge Town Hall, 7:30 in the evening. Tickets are £8.50, there'll be refreshments, a raffle, bags of parking and disabled access. Promoter Simon Nutt and I hope to see many of you there supporting this very worthy cause. Okay, now remaining at Blackpool, musically speaking, it's time for the aforementioned tribute to that great British artist, Dame Vera Lynn, who celebrated her 100th birthday last month. Now, if there was one organist during World War II that continued to release organ recordings on a regular basis, despite serving king and country at the same time, it was Reginald Dixon, and because I could find no recordings of any organists producing a Vera Lynn medley, I set about making one up, using recordings that Reginald Dixon made at a number of Granada Cinema Circuit organs during those wartime years. These are all tunes that Vera Lynn would have sung, and in many cases recorded, whilst entertaining the troops in Burma and on her regular radio programmes. I'll tell you all the tune titles and the organs after you've heard this selection, which I call Reginald Dixon Meets Vera Lynn. Thank you. a little medley that I concocted, for want of a better name, titled Reginald Dixon Meets Vera Lynn. Well, the tunes and the organs. The first two, There's a Boy Coming Home on Leave and Dreaming, were played at the Granada Tooting. Then came three, That Lovely Weekend, White Cliffs of Dover and Sailor with the Navy Blue Eyes, all played at the Granada Slough. Then another three, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, Any Broken Hearts to Mend and All Ashore, and they were all at the Granada Clapham Junction. The final six being Wings Over the Navy, Lords of the Air, There'll Always Be an England, Run Rabbit Run, Hang Out the Washing on the Siegfried Line, and Wish Me Luck When You Wave Me Goodbye. And those at the Granada Kingston upon Thames. Now, any Dixon fans will tell you that the medley was missing the sound of one Granada organ, namely that of Welling, but the only reason being I couldn't find anything appropriate that Dame Vera Lynn might have sung. Back now to the Versi electronic organ, this time in the hands of David Dunlap, and the first of the April-themed tunes in the show this month. April in Portugal.
Thank you.
David Dunlap and April in Portugal at the Versi Electronic. Now, back in the days when I lived and worked in the Northwest, I had the honour of being asked to serve on the committee of the Manchester International Organ Festival, and for several years the Free Trade Hall became the venue for some very famous theatre organ concerts. It was there that I, and I have to say audiences too, became great fans of Australian organist Tony Fenelon, who, up to that time, had only been known to us via some of his early LP recordings. Over the years, Tony and I have kept in regular contact, and once again, he's very kindly allowing me to use a track from his latest recording, as yet awaiting release date. I asked him which was the track that had given him the most satisfaction to record on the Roland Atelier, and he said that he'd been playing the Litov Piano Concerto for many years and had recorded various versions of it with other artists. But this is the first time that he'd recorded it with the orchestra part being taken directly from the original score and including every instrument. So why don't we all enjoy hearing that right now?
Thank you.
Tony Fenelon and the full orchestral version there of the Litov Piano Concerto. And once again, beautifully played, of course. And thanks again, Tony, for allowing the Organ First Radio listeners to be the very, very first to hear that particular track. Now, it's always exciting when you get to hear of a brand new organ model. And in this instance, it's the latest from the Lowry range, and it's been given the name of the Rialto. The sole distributors of all the organs in that range, including a more compact model which goes by the name of The Journey, are Allen's Music Centre, a company started back in 1946 by piano technician, tuner and restorer Charles Henry Allen, and who today can be found in the Market Gates Shopping Centre in Great Yarmouth. Now, an organist who I've had the pleasure of seeing in concert and also featuring in these programmes on occasions is Tom Horton, who also happens to be on the staff at Allen's and who very kindly agreed to record something specially for this programme on the new Rialto model. And what better choice for this month than April in Paris? April in Paris, played there especially for us by Tom Horton. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of a brand new DVD featuring the Lowry Rialto and Journey models, played by Tom Horton and Trevor Flunder, then just phone 01493 842 887. I'll repeat that for you. 01493 842 887. 88887, and they'll be only too happy to pop one in the post for you. Now, to demonstrate just how much Lowry organs have advanced over the years, have a listen now to a recording distributed by a former Lowry Music agent, which I came across the other day.
Hello, Steve Liddell here. Throughout my musical career, I have always associated the name of Lowry with both quality and distinction. And thus it gives me great pleasure to be given the opportunity of presenting this short selection of music, which I play here on the fabulous GX1. Once again, you can hear the familiar richness and full-bodied tones of the superb Lowry flutes, a sound which for too long has been absent from these shores. Together with these, there is a splendid array of orchestral voices and exciting rhythms. Visit your local stockist. He will be pleased to show you over the Lowry range and discuss your requirements. And now for the music. With the exception, of course, of the fabulous digital drum rhythms, this recording was made with absolutely no studio tricks or multi-tracking, and also without the use of any of the numerous automatic Genie features to be found on the instrument. So, from me, Steve Liddell, I wish you happy listening.
Good friend Steve Liddell in nautical mood with Ship Ahoy, Sons of the Sea, The Liberty Bell, and I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside. So far, we've enjoyed April in Paris and April in Portugal, so there's no doubt that I'll remember April. And here's American organist Bill Thompson and a track from his very first LP, recorded on the little Wurlitzer 216 model, which used to be in the residence of an organ enthusiast by the name of Bud Wittenberg. ¶¶ Bill Thompson of the Wurlitzer and I'll Remember April. And a lovely girl she was too. Fans of Klaus Wunderlich have, in less than 12 months, been able to add a number of exciting new releases and reissued album compilations, and all down to the Not Now Music label. And still they keep coming, because next month we'll see the release of yet another double CD with the title 48 Unforgettable Melodies. Back in his very early recording days, Klaus released two LPs, each titled 24 Melodies You'll Never Forget, but only Volume 1 was ever the subject of a later release in CD format. Volume 1 was different from Volume 2, inasmuch that the latter is in dance tempo format. As of yet, I don't have a precise release date, but it will certainly be around the middle of next month. And in any event, full details will be on our web pages. And if you'd like to have a sneak preview of the cover, that's where you'll find it. But a sneak preview of the cover, really it's nothing without a sneak listen to the music. Thank you. exactly like you. You are my lucky star and red roses for a blue lady. Klaus von der Lisch and the sound of the good old Hammond organ, complete with his rhythm group, and a foxtrot medley taken from the forthcoming 48 Melodies for You CD, released next month. Earlier in the programme we heard an advance track from Tony Fenlon's forthcoming CD on the Roland Atelier, but as we all know, he's just as much at home on the Theatre pipe organ and from a number of superb recordings he's made on organs in Australia and in America. I'm going to end the show this month with hearing once again the lovely former Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer when it was in the Free Trade Hall, and when, back in 1989, Tony made a recording titled Fair Dinkum. It includes this exciting Grand Tarantella Opus 67 written by American composer Louis Gottschalk. And so from yours truly, Alan Ashton, until next month, I'll leave you in the capable hands and feet of Tony Fenlon, who takes us out of the show. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.